This is a Nine Block Radio podcast. For more, go to www.9blockradio.co.za.
Hello, hi there guys, and welcome to this week's episode of Crunch Weekly with me, TK. I try to keep this podcast current and tackle all sides of how we experience life and how we go about just living our daily lives with influences of politics and mainstream media and just pop culture in general. And so sometimes it may be like a whole current affairs slash pop culture mix, which is really great because that's me and those are my daily experiences and my personal opinions. But the reason I created this podcast is to get people's attention on certain issues and ways of living that they would not normally have seen or hear about. So even in saying today's topic, or rather, should I say topics, they are more centered around what has been going on in the news currently, or should I say what I feel has been portrayed. The last couple of weeks, we have seen a huge wave of arrests in this country orchestrated by the hawks, more especially in the illegal dealings and awarding of tenders surrounding the PPE scandal, and more recently the Free State asbestos debacle. This is what most South Africans were hungry for currently, right? It's what a lot of people were longing for. I mean, we've had the Zondo Commission now for quite some time and there has never been any arrest issued or made during that time. However, it seems like there's a large wave of people who have been benefiting from unlawful processes of the tender system which we have in our country. And COVID came and seemingly was like a spotlight, if you would, air quotes, that shined on how we fairly judge or how really corrupt and rotten the system is, and how so many groups and niches of people really conduct their business. And moreover, when these arrests happen, it showed us who the money went to and how it was spent. I mean, the SUV Lamborghinis and the Porsches and the Mercs, along with numerous multi-million rand households that these corrupt officials purchase, is insane. What really gets me, though, I will say, is the whole arrests and scandals are kind of like one-sided for me. It feels like they did their census correctly and sent out feelers on the ground, and then they came out and were like, okay, we arrest everybody who touched the 500 billion, and that's where it stops. Cyril came out condemning government officials implicated and suppliers that got these contracts or were awarded the tenders. He condemned them on why they felt the need to inflate the prices of PPEs and sanitizers and whatnot, which is a commendable thing to do. I mean, what am I even saying? That is the right thing to do. However, it feels like we got our eyes and guns out for the public sector and we are so fixated on what is going on there that other sectors walk away unscathed. Moreover, by the rampage of the hawks or the so-called high-profile arrests. If we're going to talk about eradicating corruption and abolishing this pandemic that has been plaguing our African countries, private companies have been corrupt and shady for years now, benefiting from their unethical ways of conducting business, and all they get away with are fines of millions of rands after they've made hundreds and billions of rands. And after that, they just sit around their round tables or whatever, and wherever they sit or they come up together, and I don't know whether it's a boys club. I'd like to think it is, billionaires boys club. They sit around that table or wherever they are and come up with how they can justify their next gimmick that's going to make them hundreds of millions, if not billions. And we're talking about PPEs and COVID-related items, right? So let's not forget the private companies that also did the same thing, that also inflated prices of essential items, if you would, i.e. masks and sanitizers. Initially, I wanted to name these companies, and it's big companies, your big pharmaceutical companies or your pharmacies, if you'd like to put them that way. These guys were one of the few big names, those ones that I won't mention, where you could get these sanitizers and masks. In the beginning of the pandemic and the first week, the masks were sold for about 12 rand plus. You will correct me if I'm wrong, but it was a ridiculous small amount like that. And then right in the thick of it, masks prices then in the same store went up almost 60% in their cost. Same goes for sanitizers, by the way, sold at the same stores and some of these retailers and some of other retailers that I won't mention. But nobody complained about the inflation of prices, and it was not seen as a crime. Whilst it was a crime, it was supposed to be checked. And you know, Brasserial and them were supposed to act and then tell them. You know, they could have just said to them, listen, you can't do this. It's a pandemic and people need these items. Why the hell are you now inflating these prices? I mean, it's understandable if they ran out of stock and had to get new stock or shipment in. And even then, there was no shipments being done because the whole world, let alone the country, was under lockdown. And what's more scary is that this is the tip of the iceberg for corruption in the private sector. These big boys, aka Billionaires Boys Club, are their own judge, jury, and executioner in their daily practices. And while the mainstream media has us all talking about the Ace Magashulas and the Edmunds of this country and the PPE scandals and the tendering system, the private sector, the real mafias, are prevailing with crimes of unethical business practices. For example, I have Steynhoff. It's a very old scandal, I know, and billions of South African pensioners' money was misappropriated, and bank balances and statements being manipulated. And the CEOs and the people responsible there, they get to sip their wine or drink their whiskey and play golf in their multi-million rand homes, driving their million rand cars with their multi-million rand bank accounts. Now, what standard is being set for the fight against corruption if it's not being carried out as fairly and widespread as it's supposed to be? I mean, more recently, JSC released a statement saying they will fine Steynhoff. Fine Steynhoff, air quotes. Okay, fine. You're fining them for the malpractices that they did. So a slap on the wrist is all that they get and nothing more. It's not serious. It's not like pensioners' money were not misappropriated or were misappropriated. It's not like it's not serious at all. And it's this kind of behavior that has me cringing. And I got to be honest, angry at times, because I will bring race into this. And I know you will think, well, here's another race thing. But the truth of the matter is, banks and private companies have been making hundreds upon hundreds, if not billions, of rands at the expense of so many unknowing South Africans. And they have been getting away with it because we don't know better. Or it's put in your face or my face for 5 minutes and yes, we brush it off. So in turn, it kind of makes me want to be a person that is always aware of my surroundings and the business practices and everything that happens within this country. Because we as a nation ourselves are to blame. We as a nation ourselves are people that brush these stories aside, and it's almost as if we fixated on fixing one problem where there's 10 fires, or putting out one fire where there's 10 fires that have been burning for quite some time. But I'm compelled to come out at the same time and say I'm looking for accountability and eradicating, or rather the eradication of corruption in all sectors of this country. And that's not wrong for me to ask, is there, or is it? And that shouldn't be difficult considering we have seen on the news what seems to be something out of a telenovela or action movies, the Hawks and the anti-corruption committees and the so-called high-profile arrests. And the anti-corruption committees set up, they must conduct a widespread sweep across all sectors. If we are to really fight this thing, if we are to really fight corruption, then we must go and search and root it out in all sectors of this country, in all sectors of production, in all sectors of entertainment. I'm talking your private, your public. I'm talking your entertainment in every single industry. It's alleged that money sifted through corruption or corruptional means since Jacob Zuma, aka hey, that guy, can hit about almost 1.5 trillion plus. What more is there to be uncovered if we shine the light on all these sectors? What more is there to be uncovered if we really sift or take a comb, fine-tooth comb, as most people are fighting to have accountability and corruption eradicated? Let's take that comb brush. Let's eradicate, let's sift through, let's search through all sectors for corruption, unethical practices, business practices, malpractices where there's supposed to be efficiency. And let's really look at what we can do, because it seems as if like we have a one-sided mentality, or this fight is one-sided. For me, it would be very interesting to see all sectors and everybody involved in having this fight. Sadly, I'm coming to the end of what seemed to be a rant, but in actuality, it's a fact. It's facts. Let's take it as a wake-up call and a means to be informed, because if we want a better, united, and anti-corruption-free, or corruption-free, at least free from the scale of corruption South Africa has been in, we need to have all sectors looked at and do away with all kinds of unethical business practices, especially in the public and private sector. For my keyboard warriors on Twitter, let's keep having these hard conversations and try bring about change. Also by engaging not just on social media, but where it counts and where it matters. That's it from me today, guys. Until next time.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log on to www.9blockradio.co.za.